is now.
Capital 263.
Over, hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Can't find a single piece of me, game over.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Lala.
And your mans. Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, today I'm the man.
They need to know.
Yeah. If it's your first time tuning into the Hangover Show, this is the podcast that explores the bubble culture and social scenes as we have it in Zimbabwe. So, yeah, guys, we have a very interesting recap episode of our hashtag this past month, so stay tuned. Let's get to it. Coming up next is the draw. And welcome to Withdrawals. Yes. Ray, what do we do this past weekend?
You already know. You already know.
I do, but they don't. Okay. They shouldn't suffer.
So the past weekend we were at Fields.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole gang. Shout out to Draco Entertainment.
Shout out. That was dope. Like it was really good. I wasn't expecting people to turn out like that. Actually,
yeah,
people did. And it was amazing. I had fun emceeing. That was so much fun. I mean, listen, I learned a lot. I dealt with a lot, but I had fun. And for me, that's a win. And yeah, and like, it was such a vibe. Like, I was really impressed. And I feel like it just showed me that we can do so much more and that people really are hungry for new events. And yeah, it was really dope.
I mean, people are definitely hungry for a whole lot of type of events because, you know, people are kind of trapped throughout the week and anything to just escape from reality for a bit.
Yeah.
Would actually make sense.
Yeah.
But it was dope.
It was dope. It was a vibe. The DJs were pretty lit.
Yeah.
Sway the Third performed. People went insane. Unfortunately, though, like they were so. Those, shout out to this sister, though. So this is what happened, guys.
I heard about that.
They go back a tea.
Yeah, let's get it.
This nigga was trying to mac. So I don't know if he was trying to go too hard, too physical. Sister was like, my Jaira. She took out a pepper spray.
Yeah, man. Like.
Can't touch. I was like, yeah. I mean, listen. It fucked up everything else because at the end of the day, the people ended up leaving and, you know, there was a very...
Because paper sprays...
It's
more
quite
like
contagious. Yeah. So people end up leaving. So that did fuck up the vibe. But that was around, like, what, 19?
Yeah.
Yeah. People were still vibing. People were still
nonetheless, there. I mean, people... We still had, like, people who got left over who were still raging with Sway the Third.
Yeah, dope. But, like, for me, I was just like, shout out to you, girl. And I feel like to all the other sisters in these streets, pepper spray, guys. Because these niggas are not degenerating these streets. But, yeah, shout out, man. Feels was great. Feels
hey,
was dope.
To my niggas out there, to my homeboys out there, don't touch what is not yours, period.
Yeah, so, can I let you, I don't want? It's a no. Anyway, what's coming up this weekend? Well, actually, the next weekend. But yeah, what's coming up is on the 20th of April, we have Relive. It's at Club Live, Bordel Racecourse. It's $5, RTGS. And we have performances by Boy Mac, Sway the Third. Guys, these guys are fire, hey? And Boy Mac is dropping an album on that very same day. So that's really dope. Yeah. And then we also have a whole lot of other artists performing. They're too many to mention, to be quite fair. But listen, I'm gonna be there again. I'm gonna be emceeing. But yeah, I'm gonna be there. Come through and let's support the upcoming artists that are coming. Once again, a reminder, of Pato Rankin Iconic Chronicles. It's on the 26th of April, guys. April has chica. So start saving up. I've got my USD. So if you need to start changing it. It's 15 USD ordinary. VIP is $40. VVIP is $80. Platinum section is 170. It is going to be at HICC. We have Jar Praiser, Winky D, XQ, Takura, Nati O, Sulu, Jar Signal, Shabak the Band. So y'all make a date. Oh, and Patrick is also coming through with his DJ, DJ Humility from Nigeria. So that's also something to look forward to.
That's dope. Wednesday, the 17th of April, we have Africa is the Future event. That's happening at Pablo's Semilevi's Village.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
So they've got, so it's both upstairs and downstairs. Mm-hmm. So the lineup for upstairs, we've got Da Capo from SA, Jason LaRue, Ryan Synth, T-Bass. Then downstairs, we've got Ray Diz, J-Dub, Spin, Reverb 7 and Royal DJs.
So wait, let me get this straight. Upstairs is international, downstairs is local.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We also have the afternoon chill out second edition happening on the 4th of May 2019.
Yeah.
Battle of the DJs, bodybuilding contest, live music performances. This is happening in Gweru.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. That's dope.
We also have another event, but that is more for event planners and the likes. 2019 African Bridal Expo happening on the 7th of April. So basically, if you are a caterer, if you are into fashion designing, if you're into jewelry, into event planning, hairdressing, makeup, and shit like that, that's the event
this
to go to.
This expo is for you, okay? Are we ready for the buzz? Are you ready for the buzz?
Let's get it.
Stay ready for the buzz.
Yeah. Diani anosumama, kumamama pia. Karai mama kote kungo mamira, kumamira, kumangwa, kumangwa mapia ya.
Amzimu samamira mama mapia. Shout out, listen, this song does it for me every damn time. Shout out to Uncle Everton, but yo guys, welcome to the buzz. And today's topic, rather, is a recap of Club Hit or hashtag Club Hit or Miss recap, which is our hashtag for last month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had some very interesting takes, eh? From people. So basically the hashtag, the point of the hashtag was to evoke the conversation about which club was popping in 2018, which club was still popping in 2019 and why. So yeah. Before we get into that, what's your take on that hashtag, Ray?
I think basically it all depends on personal perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I've realized is we like to create this comparison with the nightlife in other countries and stuff, and
mm-hmm.
when that happens, we sometimes forget how different, you know, Zim is.
Yeah.
From a demographic point of view,
yeah.
whereby we've got a whole bunch of things that affect our nightlife than mm-hmm. other countries.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even going to talk about the economic situation.
Yeah.
But like things like Harare,
mm-hmm.
you know, you go to South Africa, Harare mm-hmm. is pretty much as big as like a suburb, mm-hmm. like a certain,
mm-hmm.
Because you cannot compare Harare and Joburg, you feel me? So like at times, one thing I've seen over the past month when we're, you know, debating about the whole club hit and miss was our clubs like this and that, and we're being comparing them with clubs in SA that are doing pretty big, but
yeah.
they're also clubs that are not
doing as big.
You feel me?
Yeah.
We can't be basing the club life in SA based on one club.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go all round.
That's true.
Which is the same thing we need to do here.
Yeah.
I feel like we're doing, you know, a fair enough job
mm-hmm.
Based on
what
the obstacles
have.
That we have.
Mm, you know? I don't know about fair enough job, but we're trying. I feel like...
Again, like I said, based on personal perspective. Yeah. Because like for some people, if they go to Pablo's, that's not their cup of tea.
That's true.
If they go to Club Connect, they feel at home. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think for me, I don't really have a club that I can say was popping last year and is still popping now, because really, I think I've been saying the past episodes that really I feel like the ones that are still there and still living are really shortchanging us. So, I don't know, but hey,
I've been hearing this a lot, like the whole idea of clubs shortchanging people. What do you mean exactly when you
say? Like, we're not getting value for our money, you feel?
Okay.
Well, the only reason why people are still going is because that's what we got right now.
So I'm so excited
that Wood, One Plus One, yeah. It's reopening, but it's called Wood now. So, I'm excited for that. So, Tumbuito variety. Guys, like, I'm sick and tired of Pablo's being like the first club that is being mentioned. And then Connect, like what the fuck? I still haven't been to Connect though, but yeah. But anyway, we asked you guys to send VNs as usual because we love to hear your voices and add them to the episode. So here's one from that bubbly Lisi. Shout out, girl.
Hi, good day everyone. Well, I think for me, it depends on what criteria exactly we are using to compare Zim clubs and other clubs. Like, what are we exactly looking at? Because it's not fair if you're then going to compare Kalakuti Kebab with Kong in Joburg, for example, because those are them two different scenarios altogether. Except when we're saying you're going to compare Kebab with Shaftozi, you know, because those are the exact same things, like Chisanyama and things like that. So if I look at it from that perspective, then I would actually say Kuti in Zim, we are actually somewhere there. Because if we're looking at Pablo's or Sankai and we compare it with the other high-end clubs that we would come across in SA or anywhere else rather, or if we compare the news cafe that we had here in the two news cafes that we had here in Harare and the news cafes that are there, Kunana Honeydew and things like that, you'd find if we compare, for example, service, I've actually received better service in Zimbabwe than in these other clubs. If you're talking about DJs, I'll actually compare Zim DJs to DJs in Europe. And I'm not talking about the commercial DJs. Like, obviously, you can't compare Ribona, what are those, Calvin Harris. Of course, you can't do that. But I'm talking about club, in-house club DJs. I went to a club in France and their Niger was way, way behind, like 3 years behind. I was there like, Zimbabwean DJs are actually doing much, much better, you know. If we compare in terms of the ambience, well, maybe in terms of ambience, you can then say some clubs are more posh out there than here. But for me, what are we comparing to if we are saying Zim clubs are trash? That's what my question is. I hope I'm explaining this as well as possible. What are we setting up as standards? But this is the standard, you know, and let's compare these things at par. If we are comparing Chisanyamas, we compare Chisanyamas. If we are comparing a high-end club, we are comparing a high-end club. And, you know, so in my opinion, I think Zim clubs are there.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very, very interesting.
She
shout out to you,
on
Lisi.
A whole lot of things.
She does. A lot of things that make sense, actually.
Some of the things I agree with, some I don't.
What
really
don't you agree with?
Okay, not necessarily disagreeing with her, but then I just feel like the States, Europe, you know, they always last to catch on to that African music. What are you expecting when you go to a French club to hear the latest Davido song? I mean, right now, these people are blowing their speakers over If.
That's actually very true.
I mean, we are like 2 years after If. You feel me? Like, that track was dropped, if I'm not mistaken, late 2017.
I think that was, early 2018. I was on my A break. It was 2017.
Exactly. But it's doing crazy on the Hot 100 Billboard chart. So, you're guaranteed that you're not gonna get the same vibe. It's different. Like, if you're partying in Europe, you know that 90% of the vibe there is music from that side.
True.
And
I mean, agree. It makes sense, like, wherever content you're in, like, 90% of the music is from
But I agree
content.
With her in terms of how brings me back to what I was saying earlier on, that sometimes our comparison is a bit biased because we want to compare Pablo's with
kebab.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if you're a kebab person, you know, if you're an SA, that's like your Airdini, like, as she said, those Shisanyama joints, where they play that type of music.
I think it just goes back to what we talked about the last time about knowing the difference between a pub, a club, a lounge.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, yeah. Okay.
But valid points, though.
Valid. Shout out to Very her. Interesting. Another VN coming up.
Yep.
This is from Tamoka, if I'm not mistaken.
I would like to beg to differ. I haven't been to many clubs in foreign countries, but I guess Pablo's and Club Connect are lit. As Nabuti, Nika, Galati, Musashore, Nika, Yuzugao. But Pablo's and Club Connect are actually good clubs. I've been to a Fiction in Cape Town. Yes, and yes, when I keep that. It's no black excellence. Yes, and yes, when I keep that. Club Connect and Pablo's are good clubs.
Anzi Congo Kazara and Amurio. Period.
Shout out to you, Tamuka. Wow. Oh, wow. He even sounds lit. What you saying? Okay. Then there's another contribution that came through. People, guys, when we ask you to put your names and handles, guys, so that we give you my shout outs, muzzle complain. See, now I can't give the shout out to this person, but I'm going to read out your opinion anyway, B. The truth be told, all Zim clubs are trash. We just make the best of them. Kind of tallying with what I was saying. I mean, I feel like trash is a bit, harsh. But listen, I get the party, which, you know, we're just making the most of what we have. And then this is from Danny.
Just to comment on that.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I feel like we can't really say, like, the first VN we had, that our clubs are at par.
Yeah.
No, we can't say that. But we can say that we are doing a good enough job. We're trying our best. Because I think the other thing is, the reason why some of these clubs outside Zim excel in terms of excellence is based on the fact that they have so many clubs in those countries, and there's so much competition happening there. So when you have competition, you're guaranteed that when it comes to service excellence, I mean, people need to pull the socks up, which is one thing that lacks in here. Because one person will know, I'm the only club that's open in Zim, in Harare, for that matter. And whatever I say goes.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Here's another one coming from Danny.
Yo, this is your boy, Slim Sexy. Club Hit or Miss for 2018. I'd say Club Senkai. Firstly, because it was Jinimbi's. I mean, who would you want to go to an Icons? Wow, place or whatever.
What
and then he had his group of to my waitresses, me in their sleazy palm shows or whatever. You know, what guy wouldn't want that? That's one of the reasons why it was popping. And then again, it was like a hub for local celebrities, like Stana or the Andy Movito. They would chill there, let's go there and have their chill session or whatever. And as like a plus for the ladies. So the ladies would be there. Yeah, and then you know how there's this power norm. Where the ladies are, the men would be. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why Senkai was popping. And then again, it was one of the places where we would host international celebrities. Tira and Rikiri recently. So people love that. And then again, with the new thing in town, you wouldn't want to go to the new thing in town. It's like a Zimbabwe norm where a club opens up, people go check it out, and then, yeah, if it fires, that's it. It becomes a place to be. And then for 2019, I would put, I'll say Club Connect. Club Connect is one that's firing in 2019. And firstly, because of DJ Fuji, shout out DJ Fuji, he's a local icon, I mean, in the DJ industry, but he's a local icon. He plays good music and everything. He's got a huge following. So that, because of his following, yeah, people will obviously go to his club. And then again, that side, there's cheap drinks. There's cheap drinks. They also have Masixi waitresses and everything. And so, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. For me, the party, because he's an icon, Jinimi. What is an icon?
I mean,
listen, I know Jinimi's famous in Zim and everything, but like,
not just in Zim.
Yeah, but like,
hey, if you, like I said, if you got the racks, you're an icon now. Money is power. Everybody wanted to be associated with the racks. So people thought, you know, the whole idea of going to Senkai is like, you know, that subconscious association with Jinimbi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it's not there, people feel like that. this is the same reason why people even go to shows when people are performing. Even if you don't get to the stage, just the fact that you're in the same room
as someone else. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like people... I don't know. But I feel like people were going there just because it was the new thing that was there, to be quite fair. I don't know. I don't know how to feel.
Wait. This is the thing. Club Connect is also a new thing. But the hype wasn't as...
I feel like because of its location, low-key.
What about that side?
No, but it's different because Senkai has... It's the... You know, Senkai, it's, you can't miss that shit. With Club Connect, confirm you have to go upstairs.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't been there.
It's still one building. It's not something that's right up there, pie in your face. You have to go through, then go up, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, hangers. But like, yeah. So for me, I'm just like, I feel like that's why. I feel like if they had put it somewhere that's like more like distinct, they probably would have gotten more hype or as much hype. I don't know. That's my two cents. And then we have one more VN. I think we have time for one more VN from Robin.
Don't think that we really have clubs that are popping. Maybe it's because I don't have a lot of exposure to club life. I don't know. But I feel like I've been to enough clubs. But if you check the club life in South Africa, when you go out and you say you want to go to a club, usually you're wanting an atmosphere that takes your mind off something. And the atmosphere of the club is from the DJ, from the service, from the number of people they allow in the club, the type of people they also allow into the club, and the type of people, yes, and the number is dependent of where the club is situated or the kind of clientele the club is, you know, looking for or whatever, directed to. With that being said, I'm still yet to be or find a club where I'm just like within the first 30, not even 30, the first 20 minutes, I'm there, I'm like, yes, everything is good. It's popping a club life in the mug with. I'm feeling it.
Queen Driver, but it's a mic, but one's got voice, no deep. Exactly.
Man, why are you going to sell me out like this, though? Like, what is this? Like,
that means whatever's about to come out of that mouth, bitch. She's triggered something.
No, you know what? It's what she said that just reminded me. A friend of mine was hosting an event I think 2 weeks back.
Mm-hmm.
In Avondale.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys come and they organize and, you know, the venue is huge and everybody pulls through.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, before we know it, everybody's there, right? Mm-hmm. And we're just chilling and we're like, oh, okay, so it's a party. And then you realize, I think that our clubs here in Zim actually put a lot of thought when mm-hmm. it comes to making sure that, you know, everything is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's affordable drinks. Mm-hmm. There's usually very good music.
Well, affordable drinks are debatable, but
well, I don't know, honey. I don't know what you drink though.
Oh, okay.
How many times have you heard her talking about drinking? It's mostly smoke. Yeah, food, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, there is a bit of some thought that is put into that, and mm-hmm. that's how you see equity. We've got a lot of Sishanyama. Places like Paramount, Mega 2, mm. Kwafatso, and, you know, whatever place in Warren Park and stuff like that. But as Zimbabweans, we always have that thing. Like you guys were saying earlier about, you know, oh yes, it's Jinimbi's club. Or if Jinimbi walks into Pablo's, for instance,
mm-hmm.
everybody's going to stop
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it suddenly becomes about the person who's got the most money.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, nobody declares I've got money or whatever, people are always checking themselves out.
I think Tino wants a flex and we prioritize yeah. who's who and
yeah.
whose paycheck is what.
You get,
that's our problem.
Which is something that South Africans don't give a shit about.
Mm.
Listen, I don't care if you've got 5 kids with 5 different baby daddies or if
Let's
you
party.
Ever paid your rent or whether or not that is a fake Louis Vuitton,
mm.
we are doing the things.
Mm-hmm.
You check.
Yeah.
But in Zim, hey,
yeah,
I don't know.
Tino,
and for me, that just, you know, it creates a really bad vibe.
True story, because now it's shifting the attention to the wrong thing.
And
you find a lot of people like, I remember the last time, Draco or someone? And he's like, I'll walk out, you know, because, bruh, it's stupid.
Like, you know, I used to go to the club
now,
mostly
Marguita,
because
cute,
I want
take
to
a
dance.
Yeah.
You know, I would, what's that club, the one in town here? By
Eclipse.
I would go to Eclipse, right?
That joint was actually popping.
And we would dance and dance and dance, me and Lissy. Shout out to Lissy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would dance. And then you figure out, half of these niggas aren't even here to dance or mm-hmm. listen to them. And they used to have like a proper selection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would move into your reggae, into your house, into everything.
Who used to play Eclipse?
I have no idea. You check. But then there are all these bullies just waiting to catch a nyama. And then there are all these boys, I don't know what... It's like, what are we actually coming out to do? Like, when we go out, what's the point?
But yeah,
that's true. Like, most niggas are out to flex.
Yeah.
Because
and I think why a lot of niggas, Zimbabwe niggas, flourish on flex is because we give them that attention. I swear to you, if we didn't give them, no one would try.
No, you know what? As I was reading the comments from the Hangers group, if you're not in the Hangers group, just what are you doing with your
like,
life?
Like,
don't play yourself.
What I realized was we have a certain caliber of people in that group.
Yeah.
We didn't hear people mentioning places like kebab.
True.
Yeah.
Not even once.
True.
Nobody said anything about Motswako.
Mm.
Nobody
said anything about, what's that place that used to be in Warren Park?
Basically, my hangers, it was the other side
nobody
of
said, yeah, nobody said anything about Solomon's Cafe, even though now it's dead, you know.
Mm.
But we actually have people who go to those places and they hang out there. I remember the one time that I went to Motswako.
I
was like, it's in Glenora.
Okay.
It's dope, though.
I went to Motswako. It's a very nice vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the ladies who were getting in. I said, nope, these girls are not here to drink and dance. These girls are here to catch something.
Catch some bags, Shayla.
And so now it already, I'm feeling like shit. I shouldn't be here because, you know, if they know that their market is here and somebody else sees me here, it means that you were probably in the same circle, right?
Yeah.
But don't you think that's actually, you overthinking it, Loki?
I, bruh.
No.
What's my name? Overthinker.
The thing is, me personally, if I'm to jump into a club and I see that the whole vibe, like majority of the people in there are on some, we buying bottles after mm-hmm. bottles, you need to see this shit, mm-hmm. I'm out. Mm-hmm. Because like, what are you trying to prove, man?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We just out here to escape from reality and have a good time.
So yeah.
It doesn't
man.
Even matter what you're drinking, whether it's the original Jameson or that one that gives you hangover. You know what I mean?
And you know,
doing
the thing,
dance.
The thing about,
that's all, man.
The thing about flexing is 9 times out of 10, mm-hmm. when you do that shit, nobody remembers who you are the next day.
No one actually gives.
And this is what happens. It'll be you and your boys, you're up, right? You're flexing on these chicks. There'll be guys who've got style who will come. You will buy the drinks, but them guys.
You're the marinator.
Yes.
I see a movie. But yeah, I mean, I think overally, the clubs that were given, like the, cause we asked people to give like their top three and whatever, yeah. and the clubs that were topping, it was Club Connect, it was Club Sankai,
yeah.
Club Connect, Pablo's, Maestro, and Evitro. Yeah. So I think that's what the hangers
decided.
They spoke. But okay, rounding it off, Dre, what's your top three?
What's my top three?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That was popping last year, still this year.
I haven't been to Pablo since that pod got burnt down.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
For real?
Sister. Yeah. Sure.
Guys, stop out here.
Now you should just swing by.
And I haven't been to Connect as well. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, the one club that gave me the most fire that mm-hmm. used to, last year was Eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the year before that, and now it's when I was in college, was Club 263 in Skies. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my Skies people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Skies people know how to party.
I stay saying, I need to party in blues. Like, I need to
Skies
party in blues.
Is lit every single week.
Like, I feel like Hararians don't do it for me that much no more.
So for me, it was, I don't know if 263 is still open. I haven't been home in quite a while. I mean, mm-hmm. even when I go, I just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
This year, what month are we in? Actually, January.
Oh, shame.
I haven't
Rest
gone
in
out.
History. The Bauer in JNU is dying.
April.
Shit.
The Bauer in JNU got to shout out to Memorial Service.
Memorial Service.
Nah, did.
But I haven't gone out this year.
Yeah.
But I think I'm starting to like feel a bit of some hometown, but hometown is not like a club.
Yeah, it's like a lounge type of.
But yeah, I go to hometown and I chill and I have drinks and then I'm like, it's it. And I start looking at my watch.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Ray,
what?
Your top three?
For me, it has to be Pablo's.
Yeah.
I
knew you were going to say that.
Maestro.
Yeah.
And Tin Roof.
Woo, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
Because.
Did just the bar because, ranger come back?
No, I just remembered. So, you
just
know.
Because they've been consistent in terms of having affordable alcohol and
How
just the vibe.
Guys, I've never been to Tin Roof.
So you
I've
guys,
been outside a
You
couple
know
of
that
times,
in Harare like, there's Tin Roof, right?
Yeah.
In Skies, there's Tin Cup. I remember
Is it the same
what,
concept?
It's really the same concept. They've got like this huge ass. Who knows your. Where Phil's was the last time.
Yeah.
It's more like that.
Yeah.
And then there's like a small house at the middle.
Yeah.
And then that's Tin Cup for you. So you guys can do whatever you want. Like you've got the whole field. You can park wherever. You can go and lie on the grass or whatever.
Like the last
it's
time
just
I was,
dope.
The last
that's
time
dope.
I was in Bulawayo, I remember some people were recommending we should go there, but we ended up going somewhere else.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do remember during my exams, not studying and going to Tin Cup and just waking up the next day like, you know what? I could flunk, but it was totally worth it.
Dope. I don't know. Me? Listen, Pablo's on my list only because they've been consistent. But like I keep saying, they're not giving us... But... Decisions. Okay, Pablo's. I haven't been to Connect exactly. But... Okay, Sankai is third place. Who's second? I think Maestro and Hometown.
Okay.
Yeah, Maestro and
like
Hometown. I do, but I think the times I've gone there were just off times. Like I'd go there when it was a bunch of
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's not the best time to go to Vitro.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people go to a Vitro just after work.
Yeah.
Up until like midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love, like, this year, yeah. I did tell myself I want to try and go to all these places I would never go or yeah. think of. So yeah, guys, that was the recap for Club Hit or Miss. Stay tuned for the trumpet.
Yeah, the drums, they swing low. And the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go. Yeah, the trumpets, they go.
And the trumpets, they go. Yo, welcome to the trumpet. Today's topic is what happens at different times in the club. Does it differ from club to club? Hashtag club hit or miss. The hangers have spoken. Yo, Ray, what are we saying?
What do you mean exactly about what happens
at different times in the club? Does it differ from club to club?
Yeah, definitely. Because these clubs,
Terry's in the studio nodding his head like, yes, yes, yes.
These clubs have different times, you know, like we mentioned a couple of episodes earlier that how certain clubs close at a certain time and shit like that.
Yeah.
So definitely, I feel like you know that, okay, with certain clubs, like with the Tin Roof, I know for a fact that it's not every weekend that it's lit, but usually like the last weekend of the month, it's always lit. You know, it's a full house and shit like that.
Okay.
So in between the month, you're guaranteed the vibe there is totally different. Even like the sets, when the DJs come through, even though it's still EDM throughout, you know that, okay, within this hour, you're going to have this type of EDM because there's variety in terms of the whole EDM genre and stuff. So
I know with Pablo's, definitely, genuinely, Pablo starts popping after 12, right? And I've noticed at around like Kuma 2, 3, Dobana Tangama flexes. Actually, like, the more I think about it, the more I actually realize, for real, like around 2, 3, that's when you find like more my buckets and those like bottles like going through and whatever, and like people start flexing, man, right? And then you already know by like 3, 4, that's when at the door they start tuning you, oh no, a phone, or they start giving you dumb stupid requirements. So like, yeah, I think also it depends on the type of club and place it is. Like certain, if it's a lounge, obviously what's going on at a certain time is not the same thing that's happening in a nightclub.
Yeah.
You feel like, I think for Maestro, when would you say like Maestro starts popping? What time?
From 10 to midnight.
Yeah.
That's when it's popping.
And then after midnight, it just kind of flops down.
Because there's so many times I've been to Maestro and the people I'm with, like after like 12, people decide, okay, let's go to Pablo's.
Okay, yeah.
So you know, after midnight, Maestro's
also hometown.
Same vibe.
Yeah, but like, there are times when they were trying to now like prolong after 12, and I feel like that's when they started dropping.
But doesn't hometown close at midnight now?
But like some days you find like at 1, 2, it's still open.
Sure.
Yeah.
Never been when it was open.
Okay, everyone in the studio is looking at me like I'm crazy. But yes, I have passed by hometown at 2 a.m. It was open.
Maybe it was a private event.
Maybe. But I feel like that was so dope. I feel like they should maintain that. Like just being a...
But it's cramped though. Like the whole... I feel like...
Genuinely, I mean, I feel like as Zimbabweans, muno muga, ameno. Crowded. So like, I'm yet to give me one joint that has space.
1+1
B. That joint not have space.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
To be honest, it does. It just gets overcrowded because we.
That's
don't
what
have
I mean. You can't say, Ray.
What
you,
I'm saying, okay, you can't compare the size of 1+1 and hometown.
Hey Terry.
What's that
He's been dying to like say something. But what were you saying, Ray?
Yeah, like I'm saying, like in terms of space,
mm-hmm.
you compare the space
mm-hmm.
you have at hometown
mm-hmm.
or at Tin Roof
mm-hmm.
with your space at Plus One.
But that's I feel like when you're having a club, you need to consider the population of your people. Plus One does not compete for population.
No, so you're telling me, how long would it take to get into Plus One?
Don't act like you didn't know those queues were hectic.
Listen to me. The queues were hectic because we don't have clubs. One club can now cater for the whole of Harare. That's just my absurd.
Exactly. You need to, I feel like.
But you didn't give me my point. Where I'm coming from, like the size of Plus One
mm-hmm.
is pretty much bigger than any other joint in Harare. Period.
Is it bigger than Pablo's?
By far. Actually, Pablo's has so many couches all over. You can't even move actually, when it's packed. It
but now you know how they've had those like the side parts are now open.
Did you see how but packed it was on Friday when Boydie was there? You couldn't breathe.
Well, I already knew. Like when there's an international artist, listen, it's over in terms of space and everything. Terry? Do different things happen in a club at different times?
True.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Evening, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, like around 6, people do pre-drinks.
Yeah.
Right? True.
Yeah.
Wuku.
Right. Yeah, yes. That place like, is popping around like that time.
That's checkpoint A, right?
True. Yeah.
And then from there, people then go to Centurion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's next level. You see, mm-hmm. different time, right?
Boy, we need a party soon together. Like... I like this.
Thursday, I'm available. I'm like,
hey, you got so my number.
From Centurion, then people then go either Maestro,
mm-hmm.
Pablo's,
mm-hmm.
One Plus One,
mm-hmm.
or The Days,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then.
You know it's reopening, right?
How do they call it?
Wood.
Something mm-hmm. like that. I don't know.
I'm hyped.
I heard they revamp the place. I'm just curious to see.
That's why I'm ramped. I'm hyped. But anyway, yes, you're saying.
And then people goes to like, people. So now depending, Neji. Right, so then people go fight Pablo's
so are we saying or can we safely say that one of the reasons why different things happen at different times during clubs is because of the bag?
Definitely.
Okay. Interesting, you were saying, sorry,
right? So then people either go to Pablo's,
yeah,
right, Maestro,
mm-hmm.
or Senkai,
mm-hmm.
right, or Club Connect,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Then people go and party, have a good ass time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are going to have a good time. Some people are just going just to flex.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
Then that's like around between, let's say between 11, 1 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
2 o'clock, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's when they go to like to all these places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, hey, come 3 o'clock, 3:30, mm-hmm. people are going to private lounge.
True.
Okay.
Yeah. True.
Okay.
Private lounge gets lit around the AMs. Three, four, five.
Okay.
It's happening. Well, like, it's happening.
You taking me to private lounge too?
Nah. Like, you know, hey, you just see
you
guys.
You gotta support the sisters,
listen,
though.
No. Well, yeah. Right? But us guys, like, we go drop you off in cabins. Oh, baby, I'll see you. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Right? You're gonna say right? Some money and some booze.
I'm like, hey, bro, hey, let's go, bro. Hey, let's go. Get, you know,
shake it away. Get a little cab. Take it slow. Yeah, okay. I had never like the private lounge thing. Nah.
That's the sequence.
Really?
And there's like a like
that's a perfect
code.
Night.
That yeah. is it sounds yeah. lit. Definitely. It's like
a balanced diet.
Oh, Ray, I'm the balanced diet. But yeah, that's very interesting actually. But like I don't know guys, like okay, so but this is just this other side of Samora. Can anyone just try and think of the other side of Samora? Have you been clubbing at the other side of Samora? Anyone? I haven't. I won't lie.
Wait, what are you doing? North or south?
The side that's not Anna Chizzy, Anna Pablo.
Anna. Oh,
yeah.
You've
shit. Got Mutswako, the one that Dre was talking about in Genora.
So give me like a lineup of the other side of Samora.
I've been to Ghana's, bro.
Okay.
Feel.
So where do people go first?
Sorry?
Where's the pre-drinks? Where's the middle drinks? Where's the turn-up?
People go
turn
to like freaking, what do you call it? To an medic.
Medic,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People go to an medic and then people even start in town, like after work,
mm-hmm.
right? Because
mm-hmm.
of like, you know what? After work, we'll go by Eclipse
mm-hmm.
and this guy do drinks.
Is it still open? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still open.
Right?
But didn't they close it sometime?
Nah.
Or it just wasn't popping to do that?
Yeah, maybe that. Okay. But it's still open.
Okay.
And then there's basement, right? Mm-hmm. Like, these are like clubs in town.
Yeah.
Before people didn't go back to clubs that are in their hood.
Yeah.
Because it'll be close to home. You see them.
Yeah.
And some people just do pre-drinks. I've seen, like, in the avenues by Montague. There's like a couple of bottle stores there. People just chill after work, like 4:30.
They literally just park their car outside, open the boots, buy beers, and just chill, just talk.
Like, I want to get invited.
Then from there, you've got people moving even to Centurion after there. Then you're going to plan afterwards where the party's at next.
Guys, like, you have just opened my eyes. Like, you guys didn't even understand.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Okay.
Like we can go deeper, like Jongwe, bro.
What do you mean,
Jongwe? Jongwe Kona. I swear, like...
Where is that?
When you get by this place, I swear to you, right? Like, you just, okay, maybe, like, you don't go to Gaguda. Come to the store, right? And then it's like, come on, Koto, and then boom, like a Ziku. Big ass shelter. People just.
I have been though, Kuchita, and I don't know what the place is.
No, it's actually by Hatfield. This one.
The Jongwe you're talking about. Okay. I've been to a place in G Town. Don't know what it's called, but. Guys, that place was popping. That night I had, those were the days when I was doing hostessing.
Yeah.
So I had come from like working at the big turn up and I was just too tired to drink it. So I was just there drinking, right? But what? And you actually see a lot of uptown people coming to Cheetown to party.
Yeah.
Like, it's hectically crazy. And I was like, what?
Well, they do have a good time. And there's good meat. I
won't lie, bro. There is. And like, and actually have the time that's being ordered.
Okay, sorry.
What do you mean, I'm going to chibuku? There is chibuku.
They just like it.
I saw chibuku.
No,
Anyway.
So, about the tip of the iceberg, there's Gomba.
A joint called Gomba.
You know, I'm like, no, I think this one, I can't really talk about it because I'll be, you know, exposing my fellow brothers.
Okay, so, I don't know. So, are we, okay, closing it off, right? Are we, what's causing there to be different things happening in different clubs at different times?
I feel like maybe it's, you know, allowing other joints to breathe, to have a space. Because, like, how we're saying that most of these joints have specific times they function at.
Mm-hmm.
And you find that with most of these spots,
mm-hmm.
if you do your research, mm-hmm. some of them have different types of licenses.
Mm-hmm.
So with the licenses that are given out by the authorities,
mm-hmm.
some end at like 6, some mm-hmm. end at 9, mm-hmm. some end at 3.
Mm-hmm.
This is why some clubs can't open until the AMs because mm-hmm. their license only allow them until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So all these club owners, they know exactly. That's why you find, like, if you go to Pablo's during a certain time, it's not popping until it's like mm-hmm. after midnight
mm-hmm.
because they're trying to allow the other owners.
Like the shops.
Exactly.
Like shops, because like it's by Sam Levy's mm-hmm. and it's a shopping center. That's why.
Mm. Okay. All right. I mean, you guys concluded this one. I'm just here like listening to all this tea. But yeah, guys, it's your girl Lala. It's been the Hangover Show. We're going to leave you with a hot club mix from Tina Shea Blake on SoundCloud. You can find me on IG, Lala Machonisa, small words. Follow us, The Hangover Show, Zim, that's IG, The Hangover Show, ZW, that's Twitter, right?
Your boy, Year Up, get me on every social media platform at Year Up, that's YERORP. RIP to my nigga Nipsey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
Terry. We all know Superman and Dozago, but you need to interview
now. Yeah.
Shout out to Terry.
Shout out to Terry. Enjoy the club mix, y'all. Stay safe. We love ya. Bye.
X-rated meltdown of the power culture.
Just give me the light and pass the Joe. Bust another buckle of mo. Yeah, let me know my sight and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Just give me the light and pass the Joe. Bust another buckle of mo. Yeah, let me know my sight and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Just give me the light and pass the Joe. Bust another buckle of mo. Yeah, let me know my sight and I got to know which one is gonna catch my flow. Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. Bust another baklomo. Tell him looking hype and I got to know. Just give me the light and pass the Joe. Bust another baklomo. Tell him in my sight and I got to know. Which one is gonna catch my flow? Cause I'm in the vibes and I got my dough. Bust another baklomo. Tell him looking hype and I got to know. Take away your heart, girl, I got your card.
Baby, you know I don't wanna waste no time.
Take away your heart, girl, I got your card.
But it don't take nothing to change your mind.
Take away your heart, girl, I got your card.
Baby, you know I don't wanna waste no time.
Take away your heart, girl, I got your card.
But it don't take nothing to change your mind.
I lay with you, make myself at home. Make you feel like you're in control. Take my time, I'm gonna take it slow. Make you feel like I may not go. Giving you till the morning time, I make you want it.
That's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read-along. Ain't a fucking sing-along unless you brought the weed along. Then just, okay, I got it. Then just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stay up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know, then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker, get the bussing. Yes, Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking, I beast.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve.
Shot,
and I need you, and I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
But the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And when you get the top and I see that you've been learning. And when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump that confirmed it. Track money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. Run the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many.
Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
Trajo! Musama see Angle Baggy. I'm on that title, I'm my sister.
Yo,
in the stallion, and the Aishan. When we are saying no, George, you know what I'm saying.
kubana mandefu nekuti munaji vabvu varura varura jinzi marubu rubu idamburira naishi neishi kutozara nechikobvu kilidini ilingi kupepa ndakalinga namas shata waletsikirira adidas nekuti chimini chiri plus aishano patinopinda muchiraundi kuda kumira pakunamira majaindi nguva fambirana nevatsaundi makansa paari ndipo pane saundi Neimwe angle tasiyana side tiri ba rectangle chakarembera mukute kwete kuti bengo me tell you haiperere ku lose lose ki bais kusimuka na chirungu but you not rise kunoda kudzika kunema chebari wise pakasara ni madopo matikira mai patina pina muchira undi kuda kumira ba kuna mira ma chaindi kombina na neva taundi maganza bahari ni baba ne sound tega tiri mo murundi kuda kumira ba kuna mira ma chaindi
Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy. Fling a rag a rhythm like it's all free. Bossy, house on the coast G. My money so long it doesn't know me. It's looking at my kids like I'm bossy.
Put it back, 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 hey.
Bossy, bossy, Godfather, man a OG, man a half humble, man a bossy, fling a rag a rhythm on his own free. Bossy, house on the bossy, my money so long it doesn't know me. Just looking at my kids like a bossy.
Hey, yo, Sean.
Hey, Joey. Tamuka chiri jimda jinsa, tafunga kuchi manya sine jinja. Paguri lezo nunda prince, jirira masika na ne machinja. Sikiwe unova jungurusa kuna kita kwako vakato pururusa sini ya munoti jungurusa kuna kita kwenu kunova jungurusa ukati tira rira swa unova jungurusa mochi piti tigurisa kita mati jungurusa ukati tira rira swa unova jungurusa
Make sure say you love me cause I wanna love you.
me and you call me daddy, kusi kata kwegura. Make sure you love me, cause I wanna love you, kusi kata chembera. So me call you mommy and you call me daddy, kusi kata kwegura. Yeah, nita kuparudo, not what I want. Kusi kata chembere, tell me what you want, oh, ndi uze ndi kutengere. Oya tukeke, oya tukeke, gela tuke poju. Oya tukeke, oya tukeke, gela tuke poju. Oya tukeke, oya tukeke, gela tuke
poju. Oya tukeke, oya tukeke, gela tuke poju.
Baba mnini woye, baba mnini. Baba mnini woski, di baba nepi. Baba kuno roma musumbotia.
Mariku dikitira magatira. Takufasa chana magara wana musumbotia. Tatana marika nita kesane shimukondria. Toiba kiloria. Toiba kiloria. Toiba kiloria. Toiba kiloria. Magoma anasi akuda tichisa ma punchline. Peja tichiri sanga makuseni seni kuma nai. Asinga zile shimzo mani ana kukwana nai. Atina kuda kwa nemu sombozi yata pancha mawai. Taita musinda muraini. Hembe tatinda ne aini. Zimoko zichida kundiparudo shakamira maki umurai. Padangi vachitini wasemu time. Shimzo mani vachipona suma heavy rhyme.
Capital 263.